Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. During a visit to Kenya Wednesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the warring parties in Sudan to put the interest of the Sudanese people first. Mariami Jale reports from Nairobi.
South Sudan brokered a seven-day ceasefire between Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, also known as Hemeti. There are no indication that the new ceasefire will work when previous ceasefires have seen fighting continue. Guterres told reporters the United Nations is ready to help the Sudanese people.
And the Emergency Relief Coordinator, Martin Griffiths, is now in Sudan to help ensure the continued flow of humanitarian assistance.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv had nothing to do with what Russia is calling a failed drone attack and assassination attempt to kill President Vladimir Putin. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Video appears to show a flying object nearing the Kremlin's domed spires before exploding. Reuters has been unable to verify the footage. The Kremlin said Russia reserved the right to retaliate, and Russian hardliners demanded swift retribution against Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a statement, the Kremlin said, quote, two unmanned aerial vehicles were aimed at the Kremlin as a result of timely actions taken by the military and special services with the use of radar warfare systems. The devices were put out of action. It said fragments of drones were scattered in the Kremlin grounds, but there were no injuries or damage. Putin himself was safe.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Facing rising gang violence amid deepening political and economic crises, Haiti is dangling over an abyss, the UN human rights chief warned Wednesday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve has raised its key interest rate to the highest level in 16 years, while signaling it may now pause its run of 10 straight rate hikes, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Inflation pressures continue to run high.
So Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed again boosted its benchmark rate by a quarter point and says while there's no decision on suspending hikes, Powell at least confirmed the possibility. Last month, the Fed said it anticipates more rate hikes. That sentence is gone from its latest statement.
Instead, we're saying that in determining the extent to which additional policy firming may be appropriate to return inflation to 2% over time, the committee will take into account certain factors.
The central bank's been under pressure to suspend the rate hikes, which contributed to three big bank failures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said authorities arrested both parents of the 13-year-old who gunned down fellow students in a Belgrade school on Wednesday. He said, quote, today is one of the hardest days in the modern history of our country.
Danas je jedan od najtežih.
The boy shot dead eight pupils and a security guard in a pre-planned attack, officials said, prompting Serbia's president to announce tougher curbs on gun ownership. Using two handguns that belonged to his father, the 13-year-old fired first at the guard and three girls in a hallway and then shot his teacher and classmates in a history lesson, police said. The teacher and six students were hospitalized, some with life-threatening injuries. Texas authorities have arrested the wife and friend of a man accused of killing five of his neighbors, saying the two helped the suspect evade capture for 4 days, a local prosecutor said on Wednesday. Francisco Orapezo was apprehended on Tuesday after a manhunt conducted by local, state, and federal officials. He was found in a closet hiding under laundry. An American sprinter who won three Olympic medals is dead at the age of 32, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
USA Track and Field and Icon Management have announced the death of Tori Bowie, but no cause has been given. Bowie turned in an electric performance at the 2016 Rio Olympics, winning silver in the 100 meters and bronze in the 200. She then ran the anchor leg on a 4x100 relay team that won the gold medal. A year later, she won the 100 meters at the 2017 World Championships. She also helped the 4x100 team to a gold medal. USA Track and Field CEO Max Siegel says Bowie's impact on the sport is immeasurable. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.